Tonight on AfterBuzz TV, we're not eating our feelings, we are working out our feelings. On this episode of Revenge Body, it's all about the mind, body, and soul. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Come to
me, After Party. Bring your body.
So how have I not heard middle, this song?
Just you know, middle, I used to have saw that in my body. This is my current favorite song, y'all, on Spotify. Yeah. When I'm like, I need a little pick-me-up, this is the song.
This is your Alex.
Alex. Yeah, and he, I really like him. Alex Aiono, what was his last name? You're like, Aiono, A-I-O-N-O. I don't want to mess that up. But he's a social media sensation, y'all, and he is just great. I love him. Yes. It's a good time. Yes.
I need awesome. To homage to Elia, so I love it.
It's good. It's a good little pick-me-up.
Work the middle.
Yes.
Speaking of work in the middle.
Work in the middle. Well, yeah, let's be work in the middle. We're working in the middle all day today. We're just what we're doing. So thanks you so much for tuning in to E's Revenge Body with Khloe Kardashian. Tonight we're talking episode 7, season 1, From Mom to MILF. And this is a very interesting episode because we had just one person the entire time on the show, Gabriella. And so I'm your host, Rachel Robillard. Y'all can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard. Wow. @Rach_Robillard. That's where you can find me. And I'm sure about that. And
I'm into the jam.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm still listening to the music. It's still got me going. And I'm accompanied by my lovely co-host. Where can we find y'all?
Thank you. Thank you. As always, guys, it's Heather Yared. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared.
And I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at @Michelle_MadisonTV and also on Twitter at @MICH_MadisonTV.
That is right. And so, as I said, this was a very interesting episode. The first time ever that we had one girl for the entire hour.
Well, it actually started that way.
Yes.
Not someone quitting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Not quitting the full hour to herself, Gabriella. She's a single mom, has an ex-fiance, and
a common story. I liked it was one person. I liked that it was one person. You mentioned this earlier. We got to delve into her actual relationships, get to know why she's here, which to me made the show a little bit better.
Right.
Tonight.
It was more meaningful, I thought. Yes. Well, not to say that the other episodes were not meaningful with two people, but you really got to go
deep into the story.
Deeper into the story.
The belly of the beast.
Yes, what's blocking her, what's not, what is the real focus, why is she here? So hopefully we see that more often.
Yeah. Actually, I'm surprised, and I could be the minority on this, as usual. I'm surprised this actually wasn't the first episode. Okay. Just because we heard so much more from Khloé going deep, in my opinion, from what just the things that Khloé was saying, and she was there a little bit more. I was surprised that this didn't kick off the show, my opinion.
I agree with that. What
I was just curious, maybe if the other episodes came in, they watched them, and then this was latter because they were like, Khloé, we need more Khloé. Because a couple people actually on Twitter were saying that
a lot of people have been saying it.
Yeah, and on the first episodes that it looked like a paying homage to her. Not like she was participating, but it was like a, how can I help you, these things. I didn't see that myself, but since that was said, and now that you're like, oh, why wasn't this the first? Maybe they saw it and they added it.
They saw that.
But I didn't know. I didn't know if it was or not. Yeah. I just liked the one person thing.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
We had the story.
I'll let you start, but I thought her body was already nice.
I mean, yeah, she looked great.
She was the smallest I think we've seen, even though number-wise, was around the same, but yes, her figure, she has a flatter stomach than I do.
And that booty! Yes. That booty, y'all.
That hand shot of her waist and butt, we were just like, that's nice.
That can stay the same. Yes.
I was like, Gab, you know I love me a good thought body, girl. You was all
And she got the treatment, too. She got the good treatment.
That good, good. Yes, true. And before we get into that good, good, that good, good thing that, I mean, I could personally use, but again, we'll get into that a little later.
See how much it costs.
About Gabriella. So Gabriella, she's a single working mom, and she said that in the car when it was just her filming herself. I really like that, how they do the production with that. They, you know, do all these fancy cameras when Khloé's around and when she's going to workouts. But then she has a individual camera on herself where she can just do a diary, a vlog of herself on what's going on. And during that time, she said, I'm a hardworking mother, and I work, and now I'm training, I'm eating healthy. It's a lot. It is a lot for a single parent, completely. And a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
What do y'all think?
Yeah, I think that the fact that she is... I was raised by a single mom, so knowing the stress that goes into that, especially when it comes from a cheating situation, is difficult to keep that balance and so forth.
Right.
I was curious, we've seen a lot of emotional eaters. I feel like, is that right?
I think that's an epidemic for us, for the most part. Other countries are you know, needing food, and we are just using food for medicine.
So when you're upset or you get cheated on or whatever, do you starve yourself per se? Are you not? Do you lose your appetite or are you an eater?
I'm actually both.
Okay.
I
guess it depends on the intensity of the relationship.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm weird. Okay, so I shouldn't say this because people are going to hate me.
Say it.
I want to see it. Bring it out, girl.
No.
No filter.
So I have a naturally high metabolism. So I literally should really be 400 pounds because I always tell you guys, so you don't hang with me. I am, but because of the show, I've been trying to eat healthier because I don't want to just rest on those laurels. But so I'm able to do those things and get away with it, but you know, people who are close to me aren't. Mm-hmm. So I try to be cognitive of that. But yes, I know when that Krispy Kreme line's going
on. So when you get sad, you eat more is what I hear you saying indirectly.
I'm both. That's okay. What I'm saying. You never know. I've been so stressed out where I lost a lot of weight, mm-hmm. and then now I'm like at my like heaviest. So
What about you, Heather?
I actually go the opposite. Mm-hmm. That's why I was so shocked to see emotional eaters. I don't eat. I mean, I love the whole reason I wanted to be on this show. I was like, oh, revenge. I'm like, I want to. I miss those good ways.
Right.
You know, those like diets where like you're so in love and then you break up and you're like, oh.
I know. So breaking up is the best way to get a revenge body.
Yeah.
It's the quickest and happiness. I fully believe it's happiness is the mm-hmm. best revenge in that kind of scenario.
Oh, look at my apple pie Barbie. Yeah.
Happiness. It's all about being happiness. And I actually told one of my great girlfriends, she actually just recently broke up with her boyfriend over the weekend. Oh. And I told her that. It's just about being happy. And she goes, well, I'm excited to, you know, not she's the kind of person who doesn't eat, so she's looking forward to losing a little weight because I don't have an appetite, and mm-hmm. I'm over here eating the ice cream for her that I brought. Like, wait, what? I brought this for you.
No. When you go through a breakup, it is all about that. You're like, yes, it's like a 5 pound weight loss. It's devastating, but that breakup face and breakup body, baby, mm-hmm. is. You know, I'm like, send me somebody, please. Oh, I don't pray for the breakup.
But we did learn that that's actually not a good way, guys. Don't mm-hmm. purposely starve yourselves by not eating. And we're talking about you, just your body triggering.
Yes.
You're the one that's all into this emotional.
Yeah, Heather's great at it.
You know those things.
Yeah,
but you're not supposed to starve yourself, guys. So we want to make sure we tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Don't try to sue us because we don't have any money here.
Yeah. That's why I was telling my girlfriend, no, you got to be eating. Because like when she's like, oh, I'm like just broke with my boyfriend. I'm excited to get skinny, I don't have an appetite, that's what I brought her. I brought her everything but.
Did you do the half
It was everything but, and I got that because underneath I did a sticky note. I said boys, everything but, and then with a sticky note, put boys. And we had a great conversation. I should have. It was
actually,
cute.
Actually, that just gave me an idea.
It was good, and that, the thing is, we really talked about it. It's like, wait, that's you eat, like what we're having the conversation now we had. She mm-hmm. she doesn't eat and then I do. And she
goes, so when you're upset,
yeah,
you do.
I eat all the time. Just that's just me. And mm-hmm. my girlfriend and I were Tori or well, now I just said your name. Well, I'm trying to keep it confidential,
so
girlfriend. I know you're watching. But now you know her name. Tori, we were talking and how she's like, Rachel, I'll never forget my mom texted me when I was upset with my boyfriend at the time saying, oh, like, I'm upset. And my mom asked me, have you eaten today? Her mom asked her that, Tori's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And Tori told me that her mom asked her if she ate. And my response is, my mom would never ask me if I ate today. It's a known assumption that Rachel has already dug in, whether that be 2-3 meals already. Like, mm-hmm. that's not a question. Rachel's obviously eating here.
But at least she looked at the positive. At least your friend looked at the positive. She said, I'm going to get a good weight loss from this.
Right.
It's like the stomach flu. I'm always like, who has the stomach flu? Pass it on over. Good.
I'll take it.
Yes. And so, unfortunately, that's happened to Gabriella.
Yes.
She... Spencer, her ex-fiancé, cheated on her.
Double life.
And, the double life, and for years.
I'm gonna deal with him later.
That is a lot. Mm. And Heaven, their daughter, is 4.5 years old,
mm-hmm.
and her family and friends didn't know why they have postponed the wedding and that they are no longer together.
Because she made up stories.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Why do you think she kept it a secret? I know what she said, but why do you think she kept it a secret?
I think she was embarrassed. And mm-hmm. I think she also had in the back of her head that she wanted to still be with him. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're with a loved one, you don't want to always share the negativity to your family and friends mm-hmm. because you don't want them thinking negative things upon your special
mm-hmm.
other.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep that to yourself, they're only going to think positive. And so I think she was embarrassed to open up that can of worms
mm-hmm.
because in the back of her head, she wanted to be with him.
Yeah. I think she just knew that they already knew.
Yeah.
And she didn't want... That was the embarrassment. The embarrassment was, you guys are right. But this actually brings up another good question, which is, how much do you share about your relationship and your issues in your relationships? Mm-hmm. Because that also breaks up a lot of relationships. When you have too many people telling you, oh, you should do this, you should do that. Things work out differently for every relationship. It has to be whatever's good for those two people. He definitely, girl, you made a great decision. Because this SOB.
Wait, we're waiting.
I'm sorry. I would
love to talk about this,
I'm
too.
I'm going to hold it to the end because Rachel...
Yeah, we'll hold it to the end because that's what happened at the end. But yes. So she wanted to get revenge on Spencer. Yes. And at this point, she doesn't know if she wants to be with him or not.
She knew. She knew she wanted to be with him.
Right?
She knew. So that's why I even asked that question.
And that, yeah.
She did not tell the family... I don't know this for a fact because I'm not like a friend of hers, but for the majority of women that I work with in this scenario, 9 out of 10 times it's hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Deep down, they know there's another woman. He's absentee all the time and it just happens. Mm-hmm. She did not tell the family because she wanted to get back with him. She really in her heart wanted it. That type of relationship, that fear and love based, the fear and the anger and that back and forth, because he said they fought a lot, is more addictive than cocaine. So that negativity in a relationship is like a cocaine high, and love isn't even that strong. So it was, to me, very apparent. She had her mindset. She went on this show to get him back.
But do you think,
my opinion.
So do you think her having a child together was a crutch to an extent?
Yes. And I know this is going to rub a lot of people watching this the wrong way, and some people are going to totally agree.
But yeah. Except for Mike's tracks.
Yeah, I saw three instances where even the mother called it out and said, you're leveraging your daughter. And that angered me. And I was like, I agree.
I was like this with the mom.
Yeah, it's just like, that's not... I don't think she was intentionally using heaven as a pawn, but unfortunately, when we have tumultuous relationships and we have a child in that relationship, yes, it's like, but there's a special bond with a child. Well, for that child, separate. We want to set good examples for our children, not go into tumultuous relationships because now we have a special bond. Like, it happens. I think the child probably came in to awaken both of them and change their life, but... change her life in the way Gabriella's that I'm going to lose weight for my daughter.
Yeah. I love
that. That was a wonderful thing to see.
I have a question. Okay, so take out everything that we know about this dude.
Okay.
If he cheated once versus the situation where it's been an ongoing thing for years, I believe that's
living
what they said.
Living a whole double life. Yeah, years.
What would we say if she took it back?
You asking me this question?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Heather, you first.
I'm throwing it out.
Oh, God. Heather first. Oh, God. Okay.
A one-time thing, like, you know, kind of like Shaw's a Sunset.
Yeah.
Like, when you know Mike did. Or, oh, no, maybe not Mike. I mean, not Mike, because Mike did,
I mean, okay.
But RZA, yeah.
So, I don't condone cheating. I'm very familiar with it.
I don't think any of us do.
I'm very familiar with it. I have yet to be in a relationship where I have not been cheated on.
Wow.
Yeah, so out of that scenario, and just, again, all of the couples that I coach, which I don't have one that doesn't cheat, I understand that when you're together for a long time, like, happiness levels go down. After 2 years, your happiness levels go down to what they were before you met. It's a scientifically, like, proven fact. One time... if it's discussed before, great. But if it's not one time, if you love each other, you have to embrace a person's mistake and get creative. If you stay, you must not open your mouth about it, right? You need to,
it's
if you're staying,
forgiving and not holding against me forever.
And, which is hard. But sure, if I love him one time,
One time with the stripper at the bachelor party,
I would probably work through it. But at one time.
You'd be honest, living your truth.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I would. If I loved him, I'm like, I love you. Like, it doesn't, you
what
know.
About you?
I'm going to get me a Kobe Vanessa Bryant ring.
What are you going to do make up for it? That's what you're saying, right? What are you going to do make up for it?
I am not going to bring it up, but I am going to, he will know. I'll just have eyes at times.
Eyes. Okay. See, you know what I want.
I need to think like that. Like, I'm like, yes, I'll take him back. And she's like, diamonds.
I'm going to get that Vanessa Bryant ring.
And just smile.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
No, we're going to have words. Everyone will know about it. That's one thing I won't probably bring it out in the open for everyone to know, other than like my close besties. Mm-hmm. And I would never embarrass him in front of people, no matter, even if, you know, I had the right to do it. But yeah,
wouldn't embarrass him? You wouldn't kind of tell him off a little bit in front of his friends?
You can't emasculate him. Because
that's all, yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, you can't. You
male ego is very... I literally just had a conversation with a very close family member this morning about the same topic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. I love this topic.
Girl. So, yes. I'm going to go on Heather's side, but I'm going to take it a Beverly Hills housewife notch and get my ring.
I like that.
And
I
maybe
like that
another mindset. Bank account.
Yeah.
Wait, like, I wonder what housewife I am. If I'm not that, where would I live? I'm just like, let me just take them back because I love you.
I think the most current Beverly Hills housewife, I think the Vidal Sassoon's daughter, I think you're more like her.
Because she's very like... She does jacket clubs. I'm a queen of clubs.
Yeah. See? Jesus. Called it. Yeah. Go back to you. Yes. I love it. I'm going to skirt this question.
That... Interesting question. As y'all have, I've also been cheated on, mm-hmm. and that was with my very first boyfriend in eighth grade.
Aww.
And those times are very formative. Yes, we weren't even driving yet. I remember our parents having to take each other to our houses, and
oh
my gosh, yeah, it was from eighth grade a little bit into college. So my high school sweetheart, every prom and homecoming. Yeah, it was a lot.
You guys were young.
It was senior year of high school, mm-hmm. when we were starting to get ready for college, and it would be one. That's the question. It's like it was with the same girl multiple times, just like Spencer in his double life.
Yeah.
And in my head, when all that went down, I was like, if it was like different girls every time, but like that is an emotional attachment and a connection with that one person that he was cheating on with. And I took it to heart very much. I kind of wished it was with him doing it with different people, because there's no emotion, there's no sentimental value to that.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what hurt me the most. Because we're obviously not together for a reason, and that's one of them. And if someone were to do it like now that I'm older, I'm not, you know, a teen anymore. Mm-hmm. If someone were to do it once, it really depends on the circumstance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. if you love.
Totally. As you were saying, like, a bachelor party and everyone is, you know, not in their right state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
It would really depend. Like, as I said, the whole one person multiple times, that's what emotion is about. And once things get emotional...
Emotion is where you can...
Yeah. I can't do that.
That's serious.
Yeah.
So we have another theme of one in the show. One-on-one with the mate, with Luke from Mates.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
We love Mates.
So Mates is about having mates.
Uh-huh.
One-on-one. They were one-on-one. Does anyone know why? Like, is that normal for him and his studio? Because I thought it was supposed to be all about partners, because Stephanie has...
Yeah, Stephanie did. People.
But I guess maybe because she was by herself, this episode was about her. Because we saw more of him.
Very true.
And I'm seeing a spinoff for him somewhere. Yeah. I see it for you, boo-boo.
And speaking of Luke, he really opened up this episode, y'all. So he actually... It hit home to him, and like, I was not expecting to see so much emotion from him. So, as he said, he was hit by a car about 6 years ago, and it was a hit-and-run scenario. A car hit him pretty much to leave him dead. And
he flew, like, what?
Yeah, he flew 20? 30 to 40 feet.
Jeez.
That is a lot. I can't even imagine. So, 30 to 40 feet, the guy took off, and his dad found him. And he went to his doctor, Luke did, and I wrote it down, what his surgeon said. He said, make no mistake, if you were not as physically fit, we would not be having this conversation now. You would not be here.
Wow.
So thankfully, he was healthy, and, you know, from eating to working out, he was physically in shape to be hit by a car, I guess.
And
fly, right?
Fly out the window. Jeez.
And so that hit home to Luke, to where I'm going to continue my healthy regimen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which triggered Gabriella to be like, great, I'm going to keep going because of my back.
Yes.
But what was her back? Was she hurt? Was she not hurt?
She said she heard something when she was working out.
Yes.
Yeah, she just heard a noise and she started feeling bad. They didn't say she went to
a doctor,
because then she never mentioned it throughout to say, hey, the doctor said to do this. Luke did say, you know, we're going to turn it down a notch, work around it. But I am sure, knowing my Kardashians and Mama Jenner, she was not going to make... this, you know,
a legal battle.
Yeah. So I'm sure they took care of that.
Yeah, because I was very surprised.
I was like, I'm confused. I was not following. Was she hurt? Was she not hurt? Did she go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Like, what was this? Because to
there was a gap.
In all honesty, I feel like it was portrayed that she was not faking, but a strain muscle that wasn't hers. Yeah. Yes. And I mean, she couldn't walk up the stairs. But I don't know if you are that. So I have not worked out like that. But do we know that? Was she hurt or was it like, I mean,
they didn't say
the diagnosis.
And but they didn't show her going to a doctor. Yeah. So,
but they did show her going to the butt lift doctor.
Why you gotta?
Because I know you technically it wasn't the butt lift doctor.
Yes. And so, yeah, that's right. So Gabriella went to go visit Nurse Jamie, the cellulite doctor, laser tightening and treatment. Mm-hmm. And Michelle needs to share her opinion on what happened there.
I should have to say, this nurse, she just told it all. She said what I said from the very beginning, which is, people here get a lot of help, guys. Mm-hmm. It's not all au naturel.
She said words. They said three things.
She said the Beverly Hills
LA butt lift or something.
LA butt lift.
It was something like that.
She basically hinted to everyone's done some work.
Yeah, she complimented Chloe's behind. Gabriella was like, I love Chloe's behind. And she goes, oh, yes, the good old LA butt lift or something. And I was like, oh, my God, it's actually fake. I didn't know that.
Jinkies. I could have told you that.
I mean, everyone keeps telling me that. I'm like, no, it's not.
You really thought
that? I like to think it's natural.
I swear on my life, I was like,
oh my gosh.
Yes.
Well, but I didn't even imagine. I didn't even know that was like a surgery or whatever that was possible.
Yeah. I will show it up, bring it up for you on Instagram. They take the fat out of one area and they put it in another area and they make your waist smaller.
I have heard of that.
Wait, how much is
that? Yeah, the way you could tell, mm-hmm. because, you know, I'm a connoisseur, I like the thought body. I know the natural shapes. It's a thigh butt leg ratio that needs to happen. So if someone is naturally like badonkadonk and their waist is small, they tend to have cellulite. Yes. Their legs are bigger, this mm-hmm. extremity, and their boobs tend to be on the smaller side.
Yeah, they agree.
And then it's reverse for us bigger boobs girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Legs should not look like pencils with a basketball back there. I don't care how much squats you do. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I got you.
So there you go.
That's true. Okay.
I'm gonna show you the video after the show.
Yeah, I'm curious because I have heard of that. I just like to not think that my precious Kardashians are doing that. Natural. I believe in them.
Bless both of y'all.
I believe in them. I'm gonna keep believing.
Any of the before pictures?
No.
Their butt shots?
Never.
Really?
Never.
Okay. We're
going I watched all of the Kardashians, and I will never forget the episode where Kim.
No, this was before the show.
Oh, wait, before. Well, that's the thing. Kim went and
That's
Kardashian. They looked and did X-rays of her butt to prove they weren't
implants versus fat transfer.
Or what is it called where you can they have these enhancements.
Oh, you mean the shots?
Like
the
shots. Butt shots? Yeah, like where you can get things bigger based on
fat transfer. No, it's not. Okay, I'll say this. Let me just go ahead and say this one time. Okay, my love hate with the Kardashians. I
know.
Love that they have mainstreamed.
You don't have to justify yourself.
We agree to disagree.
I can't go and be like, I'm gonna do a hair commercial when I know I got tracks in. No, boo boo. No. I'm gonna say I take care of my natural hair, but inside there's some tracks. You know, that's being honest.
Right.
No, what I'm saying is I love that mainstream, I guess, world has mm-hmm. now embraced a curvier woman.
Right.
And so for that, I do, you know, appreciate that. But, I mean, we've always been around. But that's it.
Been around. I love that. Like, jab. I mean, she's like, we've always been around.
One day when I'm rich and famous, I feel like I wouldn't mind trying out the whole laser treatment cellulite.
Oh, of course.
Like, if I have that money one day, like, I understand.
When you have that money.
Let me tell you something. As soon as they come up with something for stretch marks, I am the first person in line. I will Instagram it. I'll tell y'all where to go.
Okay.
I'm all about it.
Because are you actually against that? Are you, you just said,
against it. I'm just, don't lie about it.
She
just
wants people to speak truth. Yeah, she wants people to
speak. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you personally do it?
Do what?
Do what happened, like the whole laser treatments.
If I could afford it, if you can ask me, if I could afford it, I would do it all. I would get, the butt. Yeah. I would get this. I would get lipo. Lipo would be my first thing. I would get, mm-hmm. I would get everything. I would get it all done. I really would.
I'm already.
I feel like if there was a poll, we should definitely have a poll going. Like if it was an option, like mm-hmm. if
it, it is. Was,
majority of women would say yes.
Yeah,
the majority of women would say
yes. I would do the laser.
You've already thought about it.
If I do it, have any cell? But see, I kind of like cellulite to an extent. That's why I'm kind of like, I thought Gabby looked gorgeous.
Yeah, I loved her curves,
but that's her.
I am really shocked though. Like she was really. I feel that for her height and for her figure, she was shapely. Like she was not thick. So we have she her doing thick, solo. But I like well, that. I don't mean like I mean yes.
You mean you. Big bone?
Well, I know I don't know what to, well, how to say it. But you're right. She was thick, but mm-hmm. I don't think she was as heavy in areas that we've seen with everyone else. But she had her own show. Mm-hmm. She wasn't as overweight, mm-hmm. even though the numbers were there. Her body wasn't as overweight, and she had a one-on-one with Luke. I'm wondering if this was like a relationship between like Chloe and Gabriella, because this was a whole different dynamic. Chloe showed up more, her own thing. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, just thinking about it, because when we looked at her, I was like, we couldn't tell. She looked great. She looked different. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't tell the before and after because her stomach was so flat.
And she already had a kid. Her stomach is flatter than mine.
And she has real boobs, I think, so in back fat is normal, you know?
I'm all for back fat because it helps your strapless stay up.
I can't take it.
Do you really think her relationship with Luke or do you think the reason why Gabriella had her own episode was because Chloe could relate to her the most with the whole ex-fiance, with this wanting to hold on? Because as we know, Chloe and Lamar Odom had a lot of ups and downs during their process of divorce. And now that it's finally over and this was years in the making, I feel like Chloe could relate. What do y'all think?
I think she related with a couple people in that situation, because we did have a couple situations where she went in about her relationship with Lamar and other people. I can't tell why.
I'm hoping it's because they looked at the episodes and they noticed that the content in this one was more engaging. You know, as a viewer, again, maybe I can relate more to a story that I know versus getting bits and pieces of this.
Gotcha. So,
just to answer directly, like, I'm hoping that would be why. Other than that, it's almost like, in the whole makeup artist thing at the end, I was like, okay, do they know her? Mm-hmm, are they helping promote her? Which would be amazing if they are. Mm-hmm. And either way, I love that it was so low.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I was very shocked at the dynamic of the couple. Mm-hmm. Or the ex-couple or whatever. Mm-hmm. That really just...
It rubbed me the wrong way, too.
Whenever she gets to it, I... bite my tongue. But speaking about the makeup guys, I just want to say, what was the other guy's name?
Christopher?
The one Jason with the Christopher? Jason Bolton was the stylist, and Christopher was the makeup.
Christopher, the you blonde are a hair. Walking mm-hmm. Ken doll. I feel like I didn't even try today when I did my makeup. Like, you're gorgeous.
He is gorgeous.
His hair was perfect. I'm like, jeez.
Right. He's hot. That's why they do the job. That's
why I'm the best. That's why I was like, dang. I need to up my game.
You mentioned how you think Luke and Gabriella had the great one-on-one connection. Mm-hmm. Because as you said with Stephanie in the previous episode, she was with Luke, but it was more mate scenarios. Yeah. It was on the beach. It was group scenarios every moment they had, but more individualized attention, like how Corey was with Dexter. Mm-hmm. And Corey was with the last episode's Rochella. I'm totally butchering her name.
The one that wanted to
be the
famous
singer last weekend was, or last week.
The one.
Rochella.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rochella. And, like, those were individualized. And then Luke was more individualized with Gabriella. But to be honest, I felt like Luke and Stephanie had a better relationship, them two, than just the one-on-one with Gabriella.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Right? And they're also, their energies are different.
Totally different.
So, yes.
And Stephanie, you know, being 19, when you're that young, you're still coachable. Not that she was, Gabriella wasn't, but it's just different.
The age gap. Gabriella is a grown woman. Like, she's like,
with a child.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I gotta go sleep. I got stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And then before we talk about the very end, we have to get to the mom and friend intervention when Gabriella tells her parents why she's no longer with Spencer and why they have postponed the wedding.
What did you think of her mom's response? What did you think?
I was shocked, but not at the same time, because I do, in fact, tell my mom everything, and she knows when my mood changes. And if something was really wrong with my relationship, she would pick up on those cues. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Gabriella's mom did for her. After Gabriella spilled the beans, her mom was like, I knew it. He wasn't home. I could have told you that. And I understood what her mom was saying. Mm-hmm. And that's the mama bear inside of her, just like trying to protect her child. Mm-hmm. And so, but what do y'all think?
I think it was that I told you so mentality is what made her not really tell people in the first place. I saw the mom, when you're dealing with people, you have to know each person's personality traits. And as a mother, she knows, you know, how to deal with her daughter. Her daughter doesn't respond the same way she would. She's more of a tough love person. Like, say something like that to me and I'm like, okay, cool.
Right.
But Gabriella, she's someone that you have to, you know,
probably hold her hand and say, baby, mm-hmm. I understand. I'm here for you. Like she said in her confessional, right. That's what she wants. So
she will never get that from her mother. But, so you know, unfortunately, moms yeah. should understand how to relate to their daughters and sons. But basically, a parent does not know how to mirror. A parent has never been taught, hey, here's how to mirror your daughter. Yeah. No, the yeah. parent's like, I am your mother. I know better than you. Yeah. So that's what I saw. It's mm-hmm. just like, I told you, he's never home. And she got emotional. I was surprised that her brother, Gabriella's brother, was like, are you crying to the mom?
Yeah.
But of course, I obviously teared up.
This because first, you did. I like, looked over at you and I was like, are we going to see yeah. waterworks over here? Yeah, I don't know.
I did. To see your daughter hurts yeah. you more.
Yeah, but the fact that the son was shocked, I was like, yeah. how would he be shocked? But then she's craving that nurturing love.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to jump. All right, I won't go into it, but I saw the same energy in, what's his name? The fiance.
Spencer.
I saw the same mom energy was in Spencer. I can explain it when we get to it, but I was like, oh, okay. Spencer treats her the way her mother treated her.
Right.
And I saw that. I was like, got it. I still did not, you know. I
won't give him that much.
Right.
I won't give him that much.
Well, I'm not saying that's a positive thing. No. But I think that totally the same, she receives in a way that is definitely not, she doesn't
more
stand up for herself.
Mm-hmm. Battle-ish versus.
Yes. Right. Yep. Yes, mm-hmm. definitely.
And now the moment we've all been waiting for. So the reveal. And this was an interesting reveal because typically in the other episodes, the reveal has been all family and friends, mm-hmm. a big hoorah celebration. This was a lot more intimate. This mm-hmm. was just Gabriella and Spencer. Gabriella walks into Fig and Olive, which is a great place. I love that place.
Yeah, gotta check that out.
It's just crazy that we can like say, oh, we've been yeah. there, done that. Like everything they're walking into mm-hmm. is like, wow, we live in LA too. That
entire
it's like
show was pretty
the whole
much
show
by your house.
Yeah, the whole show is in West Hollywood, which is really close to where I live. And so it's crazy to be like, wow, I've been there, done that. So Gabriella walks in and it's just Spencer. And I thought there was going to be a lot more people, like her mom, mm-hmm. but it was just Spencer. And they had a one-on-one talk of where are they now? And mind you, Gabriella has not seen Spencer for this entire 12-week journey. And so his reaction, what do y'all think about his reaction of when he first saw her?
Okay, before I say that, I just want to say, Gabby, you was killing mm-hmm. each of those dresses. Mm-hmm. I want that. She wore her white yep. because since she's not going to walk down the aisle with him, she's going to wear her all white.
I love that.
Him to get up as a gentleman and mm-hmm. greet her, at least with a hug. Get up out your seat and greet her with a hug. Be mm-hmm. a gentleman. But he just was...
His face changed when she walked. They cut to his face and it was cool to see his face. He literally cocked back when she walked
yeah.
in.
I'm sorry, Gabby. You're probably going to hate me for saying this, but he's a douchebag.
I don't think she hates you because we all know that they are not together right now.
I don't know, guys. So his reaction to me was disgusting. She tried to speak. He interrupted. Mm-hmm. She tried to express her feelings. He goes, whoa, where are we at with this? Mm-hmm. Like, he wanted to know. What do you want to know? Are we getting back together? Are we not?
She was losing weight. He was like, oh, so
yeah, your hair's big. And then I think he brought up that we don't get along, or we were fighting all the time because he was about in that moment where he was afraid he was going to look like the asshole over her,
which he clearly is. Like that from the very beginning.
But it's mm-mm. just, to me, I don't know if they're not together right now. I know it said that, but mm-hmm. a part of me was like...
If she has her needs, okay. Yeah. Just as long as you don't keep them around.
Yeah, and I thought it was like... I almost feel like Chloe staged the one-on-one because Chloe might have thought that she was mm-hmm. going to get him back. Mm-hmm. Like, it would end in mm-hmm. which is okay. Like we said, it's okay. But I feel like she intentionally, which I love, didn't take him back mm-hmm. on the show. But I can't promise that I don't think they're together right now.
Right. Well, I mean, she could just be, you know, getting her plumbings done. That's nothing wrong with that. But that
I am so
mean.
Behind.
That.
What is the lingo nowadays?
Yeah, That's an old one.
You
don't need to be
this.
A lady. I'm
you know, well, if she needs to get some things done in here and there. You know, get what you need to do, boo. You know, yeah, the streets are horrible. But that doesn't mean that she shouldn't be out there dating.
Right. And it didn't say that at the ending credits. So at the end, it said that they are no longer together, but they're co-parenting their mm-hmm. daughter, Heaven. And that's the difference between someone who just cheats on you is that they have a child together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're going to be seeing each other often on it.
For the rest of your life.
For 18 years, maybe.
Oh, no.
Plus.
Forever.
I was just saying.
Yeah. And so, like... There might be sparks during, you know, it's hard. It's
They'll still be hooking up. They'll be back together. I guarantee.
I call it think, not. But a lot of people, like, I have a lot of friends who do have children with their exes, mm-hmm. and it's co-parenting. Like, the whole, like, Teen Mom, I mean, we've all seen MTV's Teen Mom, mm-hmm. which is, there's an after show for that on AfterBuzz TV. Y'all should definitely tune into
good
that.
Good plug.
And so, but they, a lot of those moms have other relationships. Mm-hmm. And, like, Chelsea already has another baby.
But co-parenting is different than being in a relationship with somebody.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm sure they're
totally.
Similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in that aspect, I mean, wouldn't you assume it's hard? It's definitely harder to have a child while dating. I mean, no. I don't know. What do
I
you
mean,
think?
Yeah, no, it's been, having a child while dating?
That's been going on forever.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's hard, but I mean, I think it's like normal depending on how you handle
like
it.
Anyone else in life. Yeah. I mean, I think only in the beginning, it's, you know, a little, you know, you're hesitant because you don't know when to bring someone around your child, yada, yada, yada. But no, you can meet for coffee, Starbucks, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I encourage her to start dating. Gabrielle, she lost, let's say, she lost over 30 pounds and an additional 7 pounds after taping. Mm-hmm. So she went from 205.5 pounds to 175.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Dang!
Over. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, she got more than her goal. Mm-hmm. So I was surprised to hear that 2 pounds a week is like the healthy way. That's annoying.
That I hate.
That.
Yeah.
But she looked great. She looked toned. She looked fly in that green dress. Very good. And the fact that kudos to your makeup place. What, did she start her own makeup school?
Yeah,
that was amazing. I like that they ended it with a goal. She didn't take it back. She lost more weight, and now she started her own business.
Yeah. Snapback.
Self-successful girl.
That's how you slay, boo.
Self-successful.
Totally. Best revenge is your paper. And your waistline, but mostly your paper.
Yeah, and she's been such a great role model to her daughter Heaven, because we all saw Luke go through her refrigerator and take things out, and I love how she said the only thing I'm allowed to have in here is my frozen fish that was in the freezer,
and I'm surprised about that.
Yeah,
because I can't even eat frozen fish because they have the preservatives in it.
Oh.
So yeah, I can't eat anything that doesn't literally die within the next 3 days on its
own. Okay.
I'm like, I knew nothing about that world. So when I saw everything go in her refrigerator, I was like giggling. I was like, if someone went in my refrigerator, everything would be gone.
everything would be gone.
I'd be like, well, yeah, that's all. But
yeah,
I thought it was a good episode. Loved it. Full circle. She looked hot. Chloe, was nice to see her. The key phrase, if you're not right on the inside, it doesn't matter. You can be hot as hell.
Your other key phrase that she said that she loved.
Oh, I always say, I literally am like trademarking this, so when I heard her say a form
hopefully
of it,
they haven't already.
Yeah, I know. I literally texted my girlfriend who I just made my self-successful shirts with, and I was like, we have to make, I'm like, I'm ready to make this shirt. I always say fate favors the fearless.
Mm-hmm.
So wish without worry, and then I say fate favors the fearless. And she goes, fate loves the fearless. And I was like, typical. She's checking my stuff out.
Look at you.
Chloe is definitely checking your stuff out. I mean, I'm checking Heather's stuff out. Y'all should check Heather's stuff out. And
totally. Yay for us.
Yes. I love the episode. So people can keep checking you out. Where can people find you on social?
Oh, me. They can find me, as always, on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared.
Mm-hmm. And you can find me on Instagram, Michelle Madison, at Michelle_MadisonTV, and also on Twitter at MICH_MadisonTV.
That is right. Thank y'all
Rookie
so much.
Where can find you?
Yes, me. So again, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on all social media at Rach_Robillard. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.